like a copy of God's Word, New Testament, of the Bible, in its entirety, offered to you quite freely and without any obligation to you. Yours for the taking, just put it into your hand if you so wish. But of course, it is God's Word and has that supreme ability to make a body wise, wisdom from God, you know, to, the wisdom that leads to salvation. Salvation that is from a very certain real danger, and that of course our own sinful hearts, you know, the worst enemy that we have is within, you know, our own heart. Some people say, you know, just follow your heart, you know. That's the worst advice. That's the worst advice that you could give to anybody, because our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked, God says. You know, last thing that you want to trust is your heart. No, it's God's Word that you need to trust. Trust God's Word, sir. Believe God's Word. Need to do. Believe God's Word. He cannot lie. He is the Holy Lord. It's called the Holy Bible for a reason, because it comes from the God who is holy. So you'd like a copy of God's Word, feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place one into your hands, yours to read. Do what you will with it, but who knows, maybe were you to read it, maybe you would get a surprise or two, finding, for instance, that it's not so much about a religion, you know, these man-made devices, you know, working your way, climbing a ladder up to heaven. There's only one way back to God. There's only one ladder up to heaven, and His name is Jesus. Trusting Him and the righteousness of God revealed in Jesus Christ. The only way back to God. And of course, it's Him that, well, I come to talk to you about Monday after Monday, and this Monday also. Talk about Jesus, the only Savior, only Son of God, who loved sinners, who stepped down into this world, became a man, lived, loved, and died, and rose again from the dead, that that this salvation might be yours, and that freely to receive. And as I myself have freely received, so I seek freely to give to you, to impart to you that which I have come to know, to experience the salvation of God, the loving kindness, the mercy, compassion. Oh, friends, if you only knew the forgiveness, you know, that you probably don't even know that you need. But we all need to be forgiven, yeah, by your fellow man, your siblings, your husband, your wife, whatever. But you know, it's against God alone that we sin. It's His law that we've broken. It's Him, of course, that we are, you know, that we're out of sorts with, put it mildly. And so it's Him that we need to get right with, and His forgiveness that we need. And of course, the gospel's about, you know, the essence, the heart of the gospel, the good news about Jesus. It's about the forgiveness of God. Forgiveness that He's provided, you know, at a great cost. You know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But this is a condemnation, says God, that you have not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son. So it's him I bring to you. This foundation, you see, that God has laid for a man, for a woman's life, their souls, their eternal destiny. Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 11, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the foundation, you know, foundation that God himself has laid, the cornerstone, if you like, you know, and one, of course, of which the Bible says many stumble over. And that's the thing, you know, you either stumble and fall, and I mean fatally, I mean everlastingly, I mean eternally, you either stumble against, you know, and break yourself on the person of Jesus Christ, or you build your life, you know, your eternal destiny upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ, the foundation, you see, that God has laid. And there is, God says here, there is no other foundation. And no man, no person can lay another foundation than that which God himself has laid. That is the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ. I'm sure you'll agree with me that foundations are so very important. You need a right foundation if you're going to build anything, especially so a building, you know. All these buildings round about you here in Nottingham City Centre, would you enter into them, you know, if they had a shaky, a dodgy foundation? Foundation is the most important part of a building. The stronger and the deeper the foundation, well, the higher, the bigger, the greater the superstructure that you can build upon it. But you know, to be trusting in a dodgy foundation, well, that can be perilous. That can cost you your life. And in this case that we're talking about, eternal values, your eternal soul, your eternal destiny, well, you need to be sure, absolutely sure, that you're trusting that you've got a right foundation. The one that God himself, you know, has provided. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the foundation stone that God himself has provided, that God himself has laid. Of course, in this, your country, your city, just the same as everywhere else in the world. I travel the world doing this, you know. I just come back from Jamaica. I go to other countries too. And you know, I find it's the same the world over. Religious confusion abounds, you know. Soundness, you know, of religion. You know, a basis of faith, that is, you know, that's rock solid, you know, that produces the fruit that God requires, you know, that we should bear, well, it's seldom to be found. How are you doing, sir? Not for me, sir. No. Thanks anyway. You want a word of God, sir? Want a Bible? Take with you? No? Okay. So anyway, like I say, you know, a foundation is very important, and you need the one that God has laid. And that foundation, God says, is Jesus Christ. False prophets, you know, lead to false ways and false gospels, and they abound, you know. They abound. You've got, you know, Ellen G. White, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists, you know, you got Muhammad, Islam, you got the popes of Rome, and so it goes on. You got Charlie Darwin, who heads up the evolution religion, you know? You know, false prophets to a man, to a woman. False prophets, and they lead to false ways because the foundations foundation's not right. It's not the foundation that God Himself has laid. The one that God requires you to trust in, the person and the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They lead you to gospels that are no gospels at all. I mean, what good, you know? What good news, I ask you, is a false prophet got, leading you into a false way? What good news, I ask you, do you get out of, you know, Charlie Darwin's religion, evolution? Huh? What good news do you get out of that? Eh? What benefit? Huh? What benefit? You look at the fruit of that. I tell you, there's some evil, there's some wickedness come out of that one. So, you know, whatever your religion be, and you all got one, whether it's evolution, Seventh-day Adventism, Roman Catholicism, Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, false prophets, built upon false prophets that lead you to false ways, false gospels, gospels that are no gospels at all. And you know what God says concerning those, you know, who produce and present you with a gospel that's no gospel at all, other than the New Testament gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, let that person be accursed, allotted, that is, to the hottest place in the damnation of hell. Why? Well, because such false prophets with their false ways lead people to eternal damnation themselves. They ruin the lives and the souls of men and women. So you see, I say these things to you because, you see, it's the mark of the last days. And of course the Bible does, you know. It talks about the last days, these in which we're in. But then, of course, there's the last of the last days, getting close to the end. And that, you know, well, from my reading and understanding of God's Word, the Bible, seems to me that we are awful close. And one of the marks, you see, that tells us this, of course, is the fact, you know, that you got all these false prophets, you know, with false ways and false gospels leading people astray in their millions, billions even. I mean, where you put Roman Catholic Church, you know, with its billions of subscribers and Islam, and put them together, that's a whole lot of billions of people. I don't know quite how many, but you know, that's an awful lot of people that are going to be perishing. Why? Because they're not founded on the one foundation that God has laid and requires you to be stood upon, trusting in, that of Jesus Christ and Him alone. You know, Scripture alone, Christ alone, through faith alone. You know, apart from any works at all, that was Jesus has done, His person, Son of God, second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ, Son of God, who died for sinners and rose again from the dead after the third day, is Him and His work that God requires you to trust in, the basis for your salvation, the one true saving foundation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I declare to you here week by week, Monday by Monday, as much as I'm able to. And of course, well, the rest, all the rest, everything else, every other foundation that a man, that a woman seeks to lay, well, God's declaration is quite clear. Let them be accursed. Let them be accursed. No other foundation than that which God has laid, Jesus Christ Himself. Christ, you see, is the source. He's the very source, you know, of the gospel. He's its subject, the person of Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, He says. No man comes to the Father but by Me. No one else under heaven, given among men, by which a person can be saved. Person of Jesus Christ. He's a subject of the gospel because it's him that did the work. It's him that came. You could take John 3:16 and you could read it this way. For Jesus so loved the world that he gave himself up to the death of the cross, that is, that whoever believes in him, trusts in him, the one true foundation, should not perish but have everlasting life. Trusting in the foundation that God, you see, himself has laid. Jesus Christ, he is the foundation. He is the source of the good news. He's the source of this salvation so freely offered to you in the Bible, presented to you, I mean. You know? He's the source of it, he's the subject of it, and he's the glory of it. You know? All his doctrines, it's his teaching. It's the teaching of Jesus Christ. And one message that Jesus gave, called the Sermon on the Mount, at the end of that message, Jesus told the people that those who hear his teaching, but ignore it, reject it, don't build their lives, their eternal hopes upon it, well, they've got a great big fall coming at the end, a great storm, and it's going to blow them away into a lost eternity. But those who hear his teaching and act upon it actually do, because it's not the hearing of the gospel that saves people, it's the believing of the gospel, believing of Jesus Christ, having him and his teaching for your foundation. It's the foundation that God has laid and requires you to put your trust in, to rest upon. That's what faith is. Faith in the gospel is. It's resting, it's trusting in another person and in what another person has done. That, of course, of Jesus Christ. Then, of course, you know, Christ is the source. How are you doing, sir? You good? Yeah? A copy of God's Word?
I'll always take it
easy, man. Yeah, you never know. I get a surprise, eh?
That's what I lie to. God. Surprise is all I mean.
Yeah, yeah, God might find you, eh? Have a good day, sir, eh?
You too, my man.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, he's a source, Jesus. He's a source. All the privileges, you know, that come from the gospel, the joy, the peace, the hope. You know, all these blessings, you know, from God, you only get them through Christ. He's the source. You don't get them without Jesus Christ. In fact, you don't get nothing without Jesus Christ. Unless, of course, you know, just simply and only through Christ, all the promises of God are yes and amen to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are trusting in God's one foundation. No other source, you see, no other way back to God, no other way to be reconciled to God, and no other way to get the blessings of God. That joy, that hope, joy that no one can take away from you, says Jesus. Hope that doesn't disappoint, you know. A certain, a sure, a concrete hope. Then, of course, the peace. Peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Christ, you see, Jesus, God's foundation. He's the source of all these blessings and privileges and promises. But I gotta tell you, you get nothing. You get nothing from God without Jesus, without your trusting in the foundation that God himself has laid. Christ, you see, the Bible makes it clear. It's the only basis, only foundation, the only basis of acceptance with God. You can't be, you know, going back to these false ways, false prophets, false ways and false gospels. Man-made religion, you know. Man seeking to work his way back to God. If you look at every single one of them, you'll find they've all got this in common. They're all working. That's what religion does, you know, working. And God will not justify anybody on the basis of their working. You know, only on the basis of somebody else's work. not on the basis of your righteousness, but on the basis of someone else's righteousness, that of Jesus Christ. He's the only way back to God, and He's the only way of acceptance with God, through His person and His work, through the foundation that God, you see, Himself has laid. And Christ, of course, is the basis of the believer's living hope as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We got a living hope. Why? Because we got a living Savior. I mean, what do you want to put your trust in? You know, a dead prophet, you know, who's been lying in his grave for some near 1,500 years. You know, a dead religion, you know, like Roman Catholicism, Buddhism, all these false ways, you know. It's just dead religion. There's no life in it. It's a living Savior that you need. The one who's alive again from the dead. The ever-living Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord, the Bible declares. Why? Because He defeated sin and death and hell and is alive and alive forevermore. He's alive, alive. It's a living Savior that you need. The one foundation that God has laid, Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the only way back to God, the only way to God's approval, and the only way by which you can be justified, made right with God, and the only way to a real, certain, sure, and concrete hope for this world and for the world to come. Some of you are living without any hope in this world, never mind the world to come. To be without hopes, to be without God. And without God, there can be no hope. Without God, you got nothing. Some people call themselves atheists, but the Bible declares there's no such a thing as an atheist in all the planet Earth. Everybody knows that God is. Yeah? When a kid's born, before it knows anything, it knows that God is. You know that God is, just the same as I do. God says He's shown it to you. He says He's made it plain to you. He says you even clearly understand it. Now you might call yourself an atheist, call yourself what you will, but I'll take God's word over yours any day of the week. There's no such a thing as an atheist. You know that God is, but you suppress that truth in unrighteousness. You live in self-deception. And the result of it is the hopelessness that you see the world over, that you see in your own nation, that you see in your own city. People living in despair and hopelessness without God in this world and without hope in the world to come. But Jesus Christ, He's the basis. He's the foundation. The one that God has laid. And the basis for a believing person's hope, not just for this world, but for the world to come. Because death is not the end. And you know that too. The righteous judgment of God is coming. And God says, you know about that too. You got that sense of accountability inside you. You know that you're going to give account. You might not just be quite clear as to how that'll be, but the Bible can answer that question for you. I'll answer it for you. It's appointed for men to die once. After this, the judgment. We will all stand before the judgment throne of God, the Bible tells us. So you see, friends, we're all of us naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. You're going to give account just the same as I. Every man, woman, and child born into this world will give account to God. So you see, friends, it's important that you get right with God well before death comes and takes you out of this world. A and into the presence of God, into the presence of the judge, the one to whom you will give account. The one, of course, whose existence you deny just now. But then, of course, that won't be the case, you know. You will be standing before God and saying, "Oh, what a surprise! I didn't know that you were. I thought evolution was true." God will show you otherwise, that you knew all along that God was. But in your wickedness, in your unrighteousness, in your ungodliness, you suppress the truth of the knowledge of God in that unrighteousness. And it's that that you've got to repent of. It's that you've got to turn from. If you want the acceptance with God, if you want rightness with God, if you want hope for this world and for the world to come, it's that unrighteousness, ungodliness that you need to repent of. And put your faith, your hope, and your trust in the one foundation that God Himself has laid. For there is no other foundation, no other basis of rightness with God, restoration to God, and hope for eternity. Christ, you see, he's the basis. He's the basis for what God has done, you see. The continuance of God's church in the world. And that's no small thing, you know. If you'd stop and think about it for a moment, you know, 12 disciples 2,000 years ago, and now, of course, these 2,000 years on, all over the world, an international community, from the east to the west, the north, the south, millions upon millions of people who have put their trust in this foundation, who have laid their lives, who have laid their hearts, who have laid their eternal destinies upon the person and work of Jesus Christ, and found Him to be just exactly what the Bible, the New Testament of the Bible, declares Him to be Lord and Savior, the forgiver of their sins, and of course to make them new people, new creatures in Jesus Christ Himself, the old gone, the new come, new life, forgiveness, restoration to God, peace with God, the joy that nobody can take away from them. Happiness comes with holiness. It doesn't come with sin, only misery you get from that. So friends, the one foundation that God Himself has laid, there's no other. It's on this basis, the foundation that God has laid, His Son, the person of Jesus Christ, and His finished work. That is Him that you need to put your trust in. Throw your lot in with Jesus. You'll never be disappointed. Never be ashamed, the Bible says. Cannot be. But of course, you see, it's a strong foundation. That's why, you know, it's based on the Almighty, you know, the Almighty God, Jesus Christ. He is the mighty God, not just a man, not just a person, Son of God and the Son of Man, reference to His deity. He's God, manifest, revealed in human flesh, in the likeness of flesh, but of course without sin, spotless Lamb of God. You see, He had to be man because, well, the nature that sinned had to pay the price for sin. But of course only God, He had to be God too, because only God could bear the wrath that Jesus bore on the cross, bearing the sins of the world upon Himself on that cross, in order that on that basis, that foundation that God Himself has laid, that you might be forgiven, cleared in the court of heaven, walk away a free man and a free woman. Jesus says, following His resurrection, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. All authority in heaven and earth. This is the highest authority that there is over all your silly little philosophy books, over all your silly little Christ is Lord. And this is His Word, the Bible, self-attesting authoritative Word of God, who in the beginning made all things. All things were made by Him and for Him. He's the Almighty God. You see, friends, what a foundation. How can you go wrong? How can you go amiss, you know? How can you fail if you're trusting it, if you're resting upon a foundation of almighty strength and power, all power in heaven and earth given to Jesus, the living Savior. And of course, well, you know, it's an appropriate foundation too, you know, for the sinner's state and condition. You know, here you are, born in sin, you know, conceived in sin. It's not just what you do or what you say or think. All that, of course, is bad enough. But it's your very nature, you know. It's the very foundation of your being. Your foundations need to be shifted from trusting in self to trusting in Jesus. That's the most dodgy foundation of them all. To be trusting in yourself, your own heart, your own nature. Because your nature and your heart, God says, are diseased. You're born, you're conceived in sin. And that's why, of course, you live in sin. That's why you do the sin. That's why you think the sin. That's why you talk the sin. Nothing but sin comes out of you until that is the foundation. The foundation is shifted. The foundation is changed. And you're resting upon God's foundation, Jesus Christ. You see, friends, you need to be made all over again. You need to be made a new creature in Jesus Christ by my gospel. You need to be, as Jesus puts it, you need to be born again. Nature needs to be changed. And your false prophets, false ways, and false gospels won't do that for you. Your man-made religions, man-made structures and foundations won't do that for you. Only what God has done. Only the foundation that God has laid. His Son, Jesus Christ. Only in Him can you find that new life, that new nature, that new heart, and restore to the image of God in which God first made man, in a perfect righteousness. Because your righteousness is no good. Your righteousness is, God says, that's the best of your deeds. They're like filthy rags in God's sight, untouchable with God. Can't look upon you. Why? Because of your sinful state and your sinful circumstances. Because God's of purer eyes than to behold evil. So there's got to be a change. And it's not going to be in God's part, because God doesn't change. I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. The change has got to be on your part. And that only God Himself can make that change in you. Why you got to be born again? You see, it's something that God does, not something that you do. God has to do it miraculously, supernaturally, changing your nature. Can an Ethiopian change the color of his skin? Can you change the spots of a leopard? You say, of course not. That's their natural condition. Well, how can you, who are accustomed to doing evil, how can you possibly do good, says God? Unless, that is, God changes your nature. Unless God causes you to be born again to that living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So you see, friends, it's very appropriate. The foundation that God has laid, Jesus Christ, He's the one who is able to change your state and change your circumstances as well. Mercy, you see. It's the mercy of God in laying this foundation and providing you with such a solid, such a powerful, wonderful, merciful foundation. mercy, mercy with God, friends, that you might be saved by Jesus Christ and by Him alone. And of course, well, it's eternal too. You know, the world with its cultures always changing, always in a state of flux, you know. You know, some of you argue, you say, well, this is old stuff, we don't need this anymore. We got a modern society now. We got technology. Do you know what modern man is? Modern man is just ancient man with a space suit on. That's all he is. That's all he is. Man is just the same as he was 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, just exactly the same, and the needs are the same too. Yeah. Oh, you see, it's a modern society. Oh, we're clever. We understand things now, you know. Hey, but friends, get this. You still can't stop killing one another. You still can't live with one another. You still can't stop slaughtering one another. You still can't live with yourself. You think more about dogs than you do about human beings.
You're right.
You put human beings to death, you know, deliberately, unborn, defenseless infants in their million, slaughtered on the altar of your sexual pleasure. Slaughter. Blood on your hands as a nation that God, believe me, will require of you. But here's the thing. You still, for all your technology, all your modern advances in thinking, you still can't live with one another. You still can't live with your fellow man. And you still can't live with yourselves. You still can't live with yourselves. No matter what you get, no matter what you have, no matter what you buy, no matter what you work for, you're still never satisfied. You filled your houses, you build bigger ones, you filled your wardrobes, you buy all the latest technology, you buy the new motor car, and as soon as you've got it, flat. Yeah? You're wanting, you're craving, you're lusting for something else. Never, never satisfied, and you can never be satisfied, content that is, until you feed upon the bread of life, Jesus Christ Himself. He's the only one who can bring you satisfaction, bring you to that place of actually, and believe me, it is possible, of coming to that place of sitting back and saying, I've got enough, I don't need any more. Yeah, that takes a miracle that only Jesus can perform. Peace is called the peace of God that passes all understanding. So like I say, the foundation that God has laid, Jesus Christ, eternal, it never changes. Yes, your world changes, culture changes, people come, people go, shops come and shops go, changing all the time. But hey, the Word of God, Bible says, the fire, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God abides forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, says Jesus, but my word shall never pass away. It's an eternal word spoken by the eternal God, and able to produce a new eternal life where you do but believe. That is trust in the foundation that God Himself has laid, Jesus Christ. But you must trust. That's what believing means. It means trusting in the work of another, not your work. Because your work is no good. It's shot through with sin like the rest of you. But trusting in the one who is perfectly righteous and perfectly satisfied God by atoning for the sins of those who would trust in Him, believe in His name. The Lord Jesus Christ, that is the one foundation that God Himself has laid for those who would be His people, those who would trust in Him, those who one day will enjoy God in the glory of heaven. But of course you can carry on your own sweet way, or should I say, your own bitter way. The foolishness of trusting or trying to build another foundation than that which God has laid. You know? Trust, you know? Trusting in God is trusting in truth, is trusting in reality. I mean, what else is left to you but to trust in yourself or your fellow man? That's to put your trust in unsanctified reason. You know, people talk about reason. But you know, that's one of the things that you need to be saved from, is your fallen reason, your wrong thinking. Because that's what sin's done to man, you see. Wrong thinking, you know. Your Charlie Darwin religion, evolutionism, you know? Not a shred, not an ounce of scientific basis for it, none whatsoever. It's just an idea of man. It's not even, you can't even call it a theory. It's a lie from the very pit of hell to blind you. Handed to you by the God of this age, you know? To blind you further to the reality of God, of your sin, of your condition, your need in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But it's right thinking that you need to begin with. Here's the call of God. Let the wicked forsake his way, his pattern of living. Why? Because it's contrary to God, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The pattern of living comes from the unrighteous thinking. So there has to be a change of mind. That's what the Bible means by the word repentance. It means a change of mind. You change your mind and you start to think God's thoughts after Him. And then you start to live rightly. That, friends, is what's required of you. Repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Repent and believe and trust in the one foundation that God Himself has laid, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the Bible tells us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, of wisdom. We could not know anything, do anything. You could not even have a meaningful thought without Jesus Christ. If God had not revealed things to us about our universe, our world, and ourselves, you could not do science, philosophy, logic, or anything else. Impossible. Impossible. Science is just a conceptual tool. It's something that we use to examine the evidence. Science cannot give you truth. Truth is found. Reality is found in the Bible, in the Word of God. The foundation that God Himself has laid. No other foundation. Jesus Christ is Him that you must trust in. It's His teaching that you must listen to and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then, of course, well, you could trust in your own righteousness. Your own righteousness, God declares, your righteousness is like filthy rags, you know. You think your good deeds? Oh, you say I'm a good person. God ought to receive me. God ought to accept me on the basis of my own righteousness. I'm a good person, don't you know? I'm very respectable. How many lies have you told? No liar shall ever enter my heaven, says God. Ever lusted after the opposite sex, or maybe the same sex these days? You've already committed adultery in your heart, says Jesus. Nothing unclean will ever enter my heaven, says God. You ever stolen anything, big or small? It don't matter. No thief shall ever enter my heaven, says God. There goes your perceived righteousness. There goes your imagined goodness. It will not get you past the gates. It will not get you right with God. There's only one foundation, and God has laid the foundation. His own Son, Jesus Christ. You must trust in Him and trust in Him alone. Oh, well, I'll just trust God. Never mind Jesus. I'll just trust God. You can't trust God and be right with God without the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, a world of ruined, broken sinners, that He sent His Son. He gave His Son to this world and gave His Son up to the death of the cross to suffer, to bleed and die for lost, ruined sinners. And you think you can just ignore Jesus Christ? Well, I got my own religion, thank you. I can go God my way, not without the merits of Jesus Christ. Not without the person of Jesus you can. Jesus Christ is the only name that God will honor on that day when you stand before Him. On that day of judgment when you stand before God, believe me, unless Jesus Christ steps forward and says, "He, she is mine," I tell you, you're lost.
What you right do you have to stand here and tell people what to do with their lives?
That's my authority. Don't touch.
Okay, I won't touch. But I will say, you are an evil person and you don't belong in heaven.
Oh, really? I do, because my foundation is Jesus Christ, sir. But yours, you, sir, are on shaky ground. Shaky ground. Go wash your mouth out, sir, with soap and water. Repent and believe the gospel, young man. So like I was saying, your righteousness, no, that won't pass muster. The merits, person, and the merits of Jesus Christ alone will get you into heaven, will get you right with God. A foundation that God has laid. Jesus Christ Himself, He is the foundation, He is the rock. You cannot fail with Jesus Christ, I tell you. But perhaps you think, well, I can bypass all this, I can do it myself. Isn't that your darling song these days, you know, at your miserable funeral services? I did it my way. Well, you do it your way, but I tell you, that's not God's way. And that will lead you only to one place, and that is to eternal destruction, the damnation of hell. It gets serious. It gets solemn. It gets serious. And I make no apology for it. It's the Word of God. You know, there's consequences to sin. It's more than just a bout of depression. Right? More than just giving you a bad day, or a bad job, or whatever. Consequences, the wages of sin is death. eternal death you are exposed to every single day, every hour of every day that you walk on God's earth and breathe His air and be contrary to Him in your nature and in your practice. It's urgent. It's urgent. Now is the day. Now is the time, says God. Not tomorrow, because you have not got tomorrow. It's today. If you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as many, many people have done in the past. But today, repent and believe the gospel. Get right with God and trust in the one foundation, the sure foundation that God Himself has laid, because there is no other. Else you're faced with remediless sorrow. I tell you, sorrow. Woe, sorrow, such as you never imagined possible. I get young people telling me, you know, oh hell, I like that, you know. I'll be with my buddies, I'll party. Get real. You'll be more lonely, more miserable, more tormented, more depressed than you ever thought it would be imaginable to be. You need to be saved. You need to be saved from your sin, your fallen mind, your wrong thinking. You need to be saved from your sin. You need to be saved from its consequences, its penalty. And the thing is that you can be saved because God has laid this foundation, Jesus Christ. Salvation is a possibility, a reality and a possibility. If you will but hear His voice, hearken to His voice, obey Him, obey the gospel, repent and believe the gospel, says Jesus. Why? Because the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the only way a person, a man, a woman can enter into the kingdom of God is in the way of repentance and faith. Turning from and turning to, the both of them go together. You turn from your sin, all that you know to be sin, and you turn to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one foundation that God has laid, and God will receive you, God will accept you. He came to His own, but His own did not receive Him, but to those who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right, the authority to become children of God, reconciled to God, and one with God, resting on nothing else but the foundation that God Himself has laid, Jesus Christ. I commend Him to you. He's a wonderful Savior, able to save to the uttermost, the uttermost of your guilt, the uttermost of your sin, able to save to the uttermost all those who draw near to God through Him. There's no other way that you can come. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus says so. So friends, repent and believe the gospel as Jesus says. Repent and believe the gospel. You would like a copy of God's word. Got plenty here to